As President Chop said, my name is Lily Rodriguez, and like you, I am new. This is my first year in First Collection as well. I am the Dean of Diversity, Inclusion, and Community Development. And you've heard a lot about those things this week. You've heard time and time again how important it is for you to appreciate the diversity and the differences you all bring. Last night, you even spent some time reflecting on those social identities and sharing your own personal stories. I hope it was clear to you then, as it is now, that everyone is a part of that conversation, that everyone needs to be a part of it. Despite the fact that I'm the Dean of Diversity and Inclusion, I don't want to talk about that tonight. I actually want to talk about the latter part of my title. I want to focus on the commonalities and what you need to do to develop community. There are three characteristics I want to talk about tonight that define all humans. Yeah, I'm going to make that argument. They're universal traits that psychologists like me really like to study because they're so few and so rare. And I'm afraid they're not particularly nice qualities I'm going to talk to you about. But if we accept them about ourselves and we accept them about others, we stand a better chance of building the kind of community that allows us all to live, to learn, and to thrive. And that's the kind of community you're promising to be a part of today. So, three characteristics I want you to accept about yourself and everyone else here on this campus. You ready? Yeah. Number one, we are all ignorant. All of us, we are all ignorant. I learned this lesson actually for the first time when I was a sophomore in high school. My physics teacher actually had to start every single day saying that three times. We are all ignorant, we are all ignorant, we are all ignorant. And then we would learn physics. At first, I thought this was just plain weird, but by the end of the year, I really understood what he was trying to do. He wanted us to understand that nothing, not even science, is fully objective, nothing is infallible, theories are debunked all the time, and what you once believed to be true, to be factual, to be objective, can change overnight, and your universe is suddenly quite different. Remember when Pluto used to be a planet? The center of your universe may also change here. And if you admit that you were ignorant on the onset, that shift, that seismic shift that may happen, may not affect you so deeply. It may not be so uneasy to handle. I'm not at all implying that you don't know stuff. You guys know a lot of stuff. Some of you are even considered experts in certain fields. Nevertheless, there are thousands of subjects you've never even heard of, things you haven't even considered, life experiences you simply cannot relate to, and so on and so on. If you admit your ignorances, you will have the courage to take courses in fields that do not come easily to you. You will spend more time on the process of learning than the product or the grade. You'll question and ask questions and not care about how ignorant you may be regarded. And that's important because you have to have the courage to ask those questions if you want to learn. If you understand that everyone else around you is just as ignorant, you'll be more understanding of one another. When you get asked a question that feels ignorant, like about your accent, or what you're wearing, or what you like to eat, or where you're from, that's my personal favorite, you will engage with these questions rather than disengage. And you will gain the courage to ask similar questions of your peers, because the only way that we can correct our ignorance is to seek answers. So I want you to spend this year being very patient with each other's ignorances. I want you to take the time to explain your way of life to one another, to explain your faith and your politics and your values and your ideas, and not to try to convince one another, but simply to provide an alternative way to define the universe. Most importantly, if you admit your ignorance, you will never have the audacity to believe something so resolutely, so rigidly, that you are incapable of holding someone else's perspective as a possibility. Since you are ignorant and you admit it, you will listen carefully to all perspectives. Number two, we are all biased. In fact, I'm going to make you say it three times. We are all biased, we are all biased, we are all biased. Biases can have positive or negative directions. Regardless of which direction they go, they can get us into trouble. The truth is we can't even really help ourselves with some of the assumptions we make about people or things. We place everything into categories, and part of this is because we carry stereotypes and prejudices even if we don't believe them. They come from the environments in which we were raised, and some of them simply just come from the way our brain works. The brain naturally categorizes everything, even people. And our brain does this because it has to. Can you imagine having to learn everything as its own separate entity? You would implode. Your brain would overload. And so instead, it places things into categories and groups. So this very adaptable, this very normal process goes awry when it comes to people. And we end up sorting people into categories that are wrong and that are cruel. We are biased and prejudiced, and the only way to change that is to admit it and to look out for it. And your brain can handle that change. It's a pretty elastic little thing. The more you spend time thinking about your biases, thinking about where they come from, the more likely you are to build an entirely new association to categories. You can, in fact, rid yourself of your biases, but you have to admit them first. And you have to be careful about one thing that biases tend to do. They influence who we hang out with. We tend to favor being with people that don't challenge us, that don't appear different than us, that are very similar in values and behaviors and backgrounds as us. This feels really safe. It isn't, because you will never change that way. You will never grow, you will never solidify your values and your convictions if you surround yourself with people just like you. You need to compare and contrast. You need to investigate. You need a diverse community, respectful conversations, and we need one another to learn who we are and what we stand for in this world. At least twice a year, I want you to look around your social circles. Just stop and look around and think and ask yourself if you're being biased. If they are not diverse in terms of social identities and values and beliefs, challenge yourself to do better. Spend time with those different than yourself. This may be the most diverse community you are ever a part of. That is the reality of our world. This may be your only chance to correct your biases. Number three, you're going to have to say it with me after I said, okay? We are all insecure. We are all insecure. We are all insecure. You guys are good. Every single person here is a bit anxious about something. Being smart enough, being fast enough to make the team, making friends, talking to professors. We're all insecure. I'm pretty anxious right now. In fact, the higher you achieve in life, the more likely you are to feel like an imposter. It's called the imposter syndrome. It's an actual syndrome. And high achievers like you are more susceptible to this kind of anxiety because your achievements surround you with greatness. You are surrounded by gifted individuals, and you see so much greatness around you, you forget you're a part, a very important part of that greatness. Even if you don't feel it now, and some of you are cool cucumbers and don't, though most of you are feeling that anxiety now, at some point in these next few years, you're going to fail. You will feel it. You won't make the team. You'll get your first C- on a paper. You'll lose an election or not get a fellowship. And when these failures occur, you may begin to feel incredibly insecure. You'll begin to question whether or not you belong here, if you're good enough to be here. You'll look around and your biased little brain will only validate and seek the proof that validates your belief. You'll start to wonder why everyone else can do it so easily when you're the only one struggling. But if you admit and acknowledge that everyone's insecure, you'll see better. You'll be able to share your insecurities with one another and share your failures. You'll tell others how you're feeling and reach out for a pep talk or a change of perspective. The more you share your insecurities, the more they disappear. Getting them out of your head and into the light often makes them less powerful. And when you see someone struggling, since you know everyone is insecure, you've got to reach out. Invite them to lunch. Ask them out on a date. Make a study group. Edit their paper. You need to help one another through these insecurities. That's what community is. Remind each other that it's a very natural part of the process. share your insecurities with the adults around here as well. Not that you're not adults, but those of us that are even older. Your professors, your teachers, your coaches. Tell them that you're hesitant to speak up in class. Tell them that you're worried about your writing. The more they know about what you're worried about, the more they can help you gain confidence in those areas. Above all, remember this. We wanted you here just as much for your ignorances and your biases and your insecurities as we wanted you for your expertise, your preferences, and your confidences. They go hand in hand. They make you who you are. We build this community so intentionally. We make it diverse intentionally. We chose you out of thousands intentionally. We expect you to be both student and teacher for the rest of your life. And we know we have a lot to learn from you. The only way to transform yourself in this community is to begin with the acceptance of your shortcomings. Do that, and you can accept the shortcomings of others. Do that, and you can watch your universe change. Thank you.